The doctor is dead and the mysterious Caprick is poised to make its entrance. Can it be stopped in time? Find out now in episode 3 of Las Pinturas Negras.
You're not dead, Doctor. You're only asleep.
Where am I?
Call it what you will, my friend. The astral plane, the dreamlands, the netherworld, if you so prefer. All are names for the same geometric equation of existence.
Francisco? Oh, so this is where you've been hiding, you old kook.
Hiding? Hardly. Though I choose to reside here post-mortem, you cannot hide where it is not safe. That would be counterproductive.
Not safe? What do you mean, not safe? You're talking about that creature, aren't you? That thing back there.
It calls itself the Caprick, Doctor. I do not know if that is its true name, or even if it is able to remember such a detail about itself.
Where did it come from?
Come from? It seems to have always been with us. It's so old. My dear Leocadia, she sensed the profound effect it had upon my delicate psyche. That is why I painted those pictures before it could engulf my will utterly.
You couldn't stop it manifesting. But as its gateway to the flesh, you could manipulate what form it took in the physical world. So you channeled it into the black paintings. Oh, a masterstroke, Francisco. Truly a masterstroke. Bravo, bravo!
We manipulated it. Leocadia and I. She is a far greater dreamwalker than I. She is out there, you know. Somewhere.
And I'm quite glad she is, too.
It's coming. I was able to keep you out of its reach before, but it grows steadily more powerful with each passing moment.
Then, as much as I appreciate our reunion, it's time to cut the exposition and find a way to get me back to my body.
You're far from your physical self now, Doctor, deep in the heart of this labyrinth.
This plane doesn't work with directions. How am I supposed to find my path?
Hold the image of yourself in your mind, and you will be drawn back. But it will not let you leave easily. We must push past its nets first.
Those nets, I take it you mean?
Oh, yes. At least you've got the hang of visualization techniques.
Well, even my most scaling teachers admitted I had a good imagine. Francisco! Behind you! Look out! Caprick! Stop! He's done you no harm!
Stop! Do you really think I'm that stupid, Doctor?
Your voice! Solisano!
Here's the gateway.
Once I get untied, you're in for a world of hurt, Solisano. You hear me? You'll pay for what you did to the Doctor. You and your master.
It's no good, Whitney. They've won. For once, we've gotten ourselves in too deep.
Shut up, Zacharias. I won't let you give him the satisfaction.
Magus, perhaps we should...
No, Frata. Let them. It's very entertaining. And heightened emotions will make their psychic emanations radiate all the more brightly.
Still, their agitation seems a little bit exaggerated. Is this the great he-goat's doing?
Very perceptive of you. By feeding their distress, they generate more power. It's sort of a self-help approach to conquering the weak-minded.
Be ingenious if it wasn't so sickening.
What was that?
I said it's ingenious, mi señor.
Indeed. Come. We must begin the second half of the ritual. Now I realize why I had to seek you out, Goya.
Let him go, you...
Hush! That's better. I ask myself why I found you to be so appealing.
Now I have you here, I know the answer. Your thoughts are unlike anything else on this planet. The images behind your eyes, the voices echoing in your head, how well you seem to remember everything that is said to you, and how different your feelings and beliefs appear. It's also very flavorful compared to those other humans. So ripe.
Come on, hand me, devil. You have no power over us. We have God on our side. I believe in him.
Leave him alone, Caprim. Next to you, I am the most powerful entity on this plane, and you know it. So this stays between the two of us now.
Such gumption for one of the fleshbound. It's like watching a small dog standing on its hind legs, striving to be like its master.
Flattery will get you nowhere. I want to know how you came to this place, being as you are poised to invade the Earth.
You've already theorized the correct answer. To use your own crude terminology, the fleshbound Ricardo Solazano was already well practiced in the cult. His incantations carried with them a certain reality-bending significance. He was the bridge that allowed me to escape the dying recesses of an old world. Alas, his mind was not strong enough to ferry me here alone, so I mentally instructed him in the methods of interplay in our artifice. Our plans are reaching fruition, and those assistants of yours are only helping matters.
What are those idiot children doing? If I've taught them anything, it's that arguing never solves anything. Oh, it's like talking to a pair of concrete blocks.
Yes, go on.
What? Oh, no. I won't let my negative emotions fuel you. What in Rasmussen's name? Oh, gracious, no.
Oh, yes. I can feel myself becoming alive again.
No. This has to be stopped. Solazano, if you can hear me, stop this now. Stop!
Make your peace now. It is the end of the human race, of their world, and of you.
No.
Yes.
He's everything I ever claimed and more. Be silent, Puta!
Ratters and Soars, behold the great He-Goat. He will work to our whims and provide us all that we desire.
What was that?
We gave you freedom. You will obey us.
Oh, dear. Seems someone has ideas above their station.
I want my power, and I will have it through you. I am your master now. Obey me.
All this, I am your master, and you will obey me, Shtick, seems awfully familiar.
I obey no mere human. You've been a good herald, but you will pay for your insubordination.
Ratters and Soars, apprehend Solazano.
But no, this isn't what you promised me.
Stop! Do not harm him!
Defending your love? An admirable invocation of wrath. Turning that wrath on me, however, very, very stupid.
No, Luisa, not you! Eutimio, help me!
Please, do not struggle, Magus!
Lorenzo, don't let them do this to me!
Magus, I'm sorry. I wish I could act... The He-Goat, he...
I have your voice, Ricardo, and now I shall have you. Bring him before me.
No!
Goodbye, my lord.
That was horrible.
He was a nut job beyond compare, but not even he...
My children, the time is near. We shall bring the minds of this whole world under my conquering thrall.
My dark lord, what of these sacrifices we have already prepared for you?
I'm powerful enough for the time being. Leave them for later. Even a supreme deity mustn't be greedy.
Thank goodness.
But what are we supposed to do? The doctor's dead. We're beyond screwed at this point. Actual screws are less screwed than we are.
I don't know, Zacharias. I just don't know.
Francisco, are you all right? Speak to me, man.
I will continue. I'm not that weak, you know.
Oh, thank goodness. I was starting to think I'd have to try mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, and I don't think either of us wants a repeat of the King's Christmas Ball, do we?
Where's the Capric gone?
He crossed over a little while ago. I need to get after it, and... Well, I hate to ask this of you, but...
You need a little push?
Yes.
It will require me to give you all of my energy. I'll be forced into... Well, I don't know. The afterlife seems like a misnomer. On the contrary, it's... How should I put it?
Full of life? Yes. You're not dying or dead, Francisco. Your time in our dimension was simply used up. Cross over to the next one, dear friend. Be with Leocadia. She misses you, I'm sure.
Leocadia, I'll be with you soon. Here, Doctor. You will need this more than I will.
Thank you. I'll use it wisely.
Oh, I know you will. Doctor?
Yes?
This will sound very silly, but... Will it hurt? Crossing over, I mean.
Did it hurt when you transitioned the first time?
I can't seem to recall.
It won't hurt, Francisco. I promise.
Good. Good. I think I hear Leocadia.
Go to her. Go on, go be with her. You deserve it.
Goodbye, Doctor. And do tell my worries of oath of a grandson that I'm proud of him.
I'll be sure to do just that. Time to go, I think. Too much time spent here, most definitely.
Ah, the stench of that hellish beast threatens to overwhelm me.
You're not the only one, Mr. Goya. I think I'm gonna give...
Same here.
What was that?
Doctor?
It's you!
I jolly well hope so. Clearly, I've missed a lot on my trip. Don't remember it being so... pungent last time. Ah, hello there, Capric. My, aren't we looking majestic in our finery today? I did always think black was the new brown. However did you find such a fetching dress in your size?
You... How did you manage to escape?
Worked it out for yourself.
Goya. That miserable netherworm.
My grandfather.
Very same, Mariano. Says he's very proud of you, by the by. When we're untied, pat yourself on the back, won't you? Saves me the trouble.
How quickly you forget your position, Doctor. You there.
Me?
Yes, you. Change of plan. Take them all behind the house and execute them.
But I can't...
But you what? Get on with it.
Yes, Dark Lord. I obey. All right. Come on, you five. Let's do this with the least amount of messes... We can. It'll be quicker for you that way. Oh.
Hit a bit of a snag, haven't we? Can't take us down off these posts without loosening our hands from behind our backs.
Right.
Okay, so once we're free and in the hall, we overpower him, right?
No, I don't think so.
Is there some logical reason why not?
Just wait and see, Mr. Cobb. You really don't need to do that, my boy. These are not support beams. My associate's subterfuge is flawed. All you need to do is remove the bolts at the bottom, and we can carry them on our backs.
You're joking.
What side are you on?
Oh, dry up, all of you. You're getting your cardio in, aren't you?
I swear, Doctor, if I didn't think you had something up your sleeve, I would kill you right now.
Well... Think of it this way, dear girl. It was quite clear you weren't of completely sound mind at the time, a factor I am ready to appreciate. If it had been our enemy who had pointed out the problem with your scheme, he'd have taunted you mercilessly, and your indignation would just fuel the Capric even more.
And the indignation I'm feeling right now.
You said it yourself. You believe me to have a plan. Plus, your feelings were tempered.
And just to be clear... There is a plan. plan, right?
Working on it.
I was really afraid you would say that.
I've an inkling of how our lord must have felt when he carried his own cross through the streets.
Enough talking up front. Stop where you are and let's get this over.
Ah, I see we're not the first on the blocks tonight. When did the Capric decide Solozano was no longer useful to him?
A little while before you returned to us, Doctor. Solozano tried to bend the creature to his will, but it got angry and did something to him. It was as if the whole room were filled with light, and then he fell to the floor, like he was dead. The witch beside him, too.
Mental overload. Psychic equivalent of taking a mallet to the backs of their skulls. I wouldn't wish that on my worst foe.
Count yourselves lucky that the Dark Lord has decreed you should die by human means.
Didn't sound like much of a decree to me. More like an order from a schoolboy. And you're the skinny, gimpy sidekick, hanging on to his every word, so the other bullies don't beat on you.
Shut up! He's not a bully, he's my teacher.
Actually, he's not. He's just wearing his face and voice. That's your teacher, right there. The one with his eyes rolled back and dribble on his chin.
I'll cut your throat first for showing such ill respect.
Alright. I get the picture. No more lip. Fine. But before you kill me, might I ask you a couple of questions,
Lorenzo, and very well, I won't rob a man of his final request.
Good to know, Lorenzo. Listen, would I be correct in assuming that Solozano, the real Solozano, I mean, trained you himself in the magical arts? Perhaps promised you the Capric would make your dreams come true if you helped him achieve his goals first?
Is that not right?
Oh, I never said that. Everyone's got their difficult dreams. Mine is to become the driver of a talking steam locomotive. Little impractical, I know, but I've held to that all the same.
Is there a point to this, or are you just stalling for time?
Ha ha ha, careful with that thing, or you'll nick something vital.
I think that's the general idea.
Quiet, Zacharias. Lorenzo, my point is that the Capric is not Solozano. Therefore, I highly doubt it'll be as willing to cater to your needs or to the needs of any of your fratas and soras.
You're just trying to shake my faith.
I'm trying to make you see sense, boy. Take a look at those bodies in the ditch. If the Dark Lord would break its word to two people and do that to them, and now that it's gotten its freedom, what makes you think it won't do the exact same to you and everybody else?
You're right. This was a mistake. What would you have me do?
Untying us would be a start.
Yes, right away.
Ah, what a relief. My poor wrists are red raw. Hey, Whitney. Whitney, check this out. They forgot to take away that text from Solozano when they dumped his body.
You're right, Zacharias. But why would they do that?
Text? What text is that again?
It's some kind of spell book, I think.
Ah!
The mages called it the Rosencruz Manuscript. I don't know how he came to possess it, but it's always been the center of our order's ritual practices. He was the only one who could decipher the meaning of the words.
Rosen what? It's pronounced Rosenkreutz.
Señorita Anderson just raised a good point. If it is so important, why would they leave it out here, rather than take it back inside once they disposed of the bodies?
Maybe the Capric doesn't think it's such a big deal after all.
A lot of its actions don't make sense. I mean, it has bought us out of here instead of killing us in front of everyone. And the way it plods about like it's, you know, like it's drunk or something.
I don't think you're too far off. After being a purely spectral entity for so long, the rapid influx of psychic signals it sucked up so it could cross the boundaries into our physical world was too much in too short of a time. Its thoughts are disoriented, clouded.
See, this is why it's a really bad idea to drive after a skinful.
Ah, ha, ha, ha. But that bad idea has given me a very, very clever one. Lorenzo, will you stand with us by choice?
I will.
Then you and I shall head back inside. We're going to take the fiend apart, piece by piece. As for the rest of you, I need you to use these posts to barricade the entrances.
Señor, si, and then what?
Think, Mariano. Think really hard.
The circuit of amplification has been completed, Great One. All you need to do is stand in the central ring.
Perfect. Ensure everybody is in their proper place. Tonight we're going to spread some goodwill amongst the people.
I don't think so.
Frater Lorenzo, what is the meaning of this? Why does this interloper still live?
And why are you standing with him?
Eutimio, Frederico, you know this isn't right.
You have no idea what you're saying, boy. That man has entrapped you with his lies. He fears us, and he fears our power.
This man gave me a choice, and he isn't the one who murdered Luisa for trying to protect the man she loved. Our teacher, the one who tried to give us a way to better our lives and eventually become the shepherds instead of the sheep.
Well, not exactly, but close enough, I suppose.
Pardon?
Oh, nothing. So, let's see what you've been up to, eh, Cappy? I mean, you've been very busy, haven't you? Billy Goat leading a flock of sheep and all.
I warn you, Doctor. Step away.
Well, this is very interesting, isn't it? I've seen these calculations in a couple of old books in the Academy's Forbidden section. It's a circuit of amplification, yes? A tulpa array in which to form a locus of your psionic resonance. A dirty fat old Hoover bag, and one this size could capture the minds of a nice smacking of Madrid. I find these mind-over-matter affairs so very intriguing. They take more personal effort, but if one has the know-how, they can be quite cost-effective. And yet, there exists that one mistake, that one constant niggling error that makes it so vulnerable and so hard for even the most enlightened students of science to invest in.
My thought form calculations are perfect. The artifice is flawless.
Yes, but it's a matter of materials.
You drew it in chalk, you moron. Quick, Doctor, the water!
Somebody stop him!
Back off! Does anyone else want some of my bucket?
I'll strangle you with your own guts, Doctor!
Oh! Wait, Capric, wait! You know that Francisco lent me ample energy to travel back and forth on the other side by myself. True, you could kill my body, but you can't guarantee that I don't have enough of his energy left to simply possess another and strike back again and again.
I will destroy you.
I doubt it. I've been practically giving you opportunities to do so, and you've wasted every single one of them. You've got no power here. All you can do is fling those blasts. And how long will that last? You've acclimatized to life on the other side, Capric, and now you're being rejected by this one.
Till we will make it a battle of minds. Mentality against mentality.
Yes, a mind-bending competition. Our tools will be our own forts, and the forts of those who willingly stand with us.
Very well, Doctor. But I vow right now, my flock are wise enough not to betray me. The accumulated power of our minds will crush you and your one partner.
We'll see about that. Lorenzo, are you ready?
For what?
Follow my lead.
No! I should be stronger than this. What's happening to me?
Why not just take a look at your flock, Capric? See their faces? They've seen you for what you are. Their faith in you is faltering.
No. They're mine. They believe only in me.
Nobody believes in you anymore, Capric. Your powers have fled from you, just like their faith has fled from you.
They can be made to believe in my power.
No! Eutimio! Federico! I have to help them!
No, Lorenzo!
But they'll die!
Get you close and you'll be absorbed with them. We must hold our ground.
Their minds and souls are becoming my own, Doctor. I see and taste all their fears, their paranoia, their anxieties. I have become mankind's scourge. I am your nightmares.
Doctor, he's worse than the He-Goat now. He's like everything I've ever feared. There's nothing we can do against that.
It's just a trick, Lorenzo. A game piece and a nasty one at that. But we have one of our own. Or rather, we have four.
The noises from in there are unholy. The man must be a lunatic or a fool to go in there with just that wand-waving fanatic for company.
That's the Doctor for you, doing idiotic things so he can be the center of attention.
If we leave him alone, he'll be torn limb from limb.
No, Miguel. If we wish to help him, we will follow his plans through to the end. I don't know if it'll work myself, but many things have occurred of late that escape my comprehension. I've become used to it.
Gah! Huh?
Reckon that's our cue.
Definitely. Everybody concentrate on one thought, and don't stop until we've won.
What should we concentrate on?
What do you think, Miguel?
Right, of course.
Yes, that's it, my friends. Center yourselves. Lorenzo, do you feel that?
I do, and I'm not scared anymore.
Good! You see, it's just a fort form. It's imaginary. Forts can feed it, but they can weaken it too. Come on, Lorenzo, let's send it back where it belongs.
I am this world's destiny. I cannot be denied. Not so long as humans still fear me. You cannot destroy what has always been, and will be again.
Perhaps you are right, Caprick. But what cannot be destroyed can still be controlled.
Shut up!
It is with fear that courage becomes strong enough to put you back in your cage.
Not alone. Not again.
Doctor, look out!
No!
So this is death. What I expected.
Lorenzo?
Your part in this is done. The battle will reach across the other realm from here.
Stay away from me. If you strike me now, Earthless will be trapped eternally in the darkness.
Then there will be no one else to interrupt us, will there? Go well, Doctor.
What do you mean?
Doctor?
Doctor, are you alright? What happened to the Caprick?
What happened to Lorenzo?
Gone. Both gone.
You mean they're dead?
In a sense.
It looks like the rest of the cult survived.
Yes. However, I doubt they will recall much of what happened tonight.
Miguel, go find the sheriff. We'll let them clear up the mess.
Right away, Señor Goya.
I'm not sure what to say, Doctor. You may have saved my late grandfather's legacy tonight. More than that, everyone in Madrid owes you a debt of gratitude. If there is ever anything I can do...
You can let me alone with my thoughts, Mariano. If anybody needs me, I'll be in the TARDIS Gardens.
Wow, I needed that. Thanks a bunch for letting us spend the night, guys.
It is no trouble, Zacharias. I just hope the doctor is all right.
I'm sure he'd appreciate your concern, Mariano, but bear in mind, the doctor's been at this a very long time. Longer than he'd probably like to admit. He's used to the loss, I suspect.
The evidence would suggest otherwise, but who am I to question that?
You'd be Miguel. Same as ever, I hope.
There's still one thing that bugs me about last night. Why did the doctor have us bother blocking the doors?
Maybe it was to limit how many people got involved. I mean, if the cultists broke out, they might have spread through the city like a plague.
Like when we saw the apparition in the square?
I guess so. Mass hysteria would erupt, and then where would we be? Be like fighting an armored tank with a water gun.
I don't know what a tank is, but I think I get it.
I still think it's madness.
Señor Goya, just some quick advice. Do what we do, accept it, and be happy.
Now, that sounds like a wise move. You know, the doctor is probably waiting for you two. But remember, you are all welcome in my home anytime you wish. So long as you, make sure to warn us ahead of time in the future, eh?
Thank you.
We appreciate that.
By the way, how did you arrive here?
Well, how else? The TARDIS, of course.
The TARDIS?
You'll see.
A blue wardrobe.
They are mad. Well and truly mad.
You needn't tell me so again, Señor. I've seen it firsthand.
Another question, Whitney.
Yeah?
Why didn't everyone we meet have a Spanish accent? And all those phrases that kept popping up? I thought the translation field affected everything within range.
I don't know. Must need to tune up, methinks.
Whoa! Look at this place. Nice!
Oh, you approve? Splendid. I set the TARDIS to remodel its interior scheme right before we touched down, actually.
It's great, really, but are the floors safe? I don't want to fall through the glass and smash into any of those wires or doodads down there.
Your concern is duly noted, but I assure you the glass is perfectly safe to walk on.
Well, Doctor, you did good again.
Correction. We did good. If it had not been for you and Miss Anderson here, we may never have found out what Solazano was up to in the first place. And then I do believe we'd be in rather a nasty spot of bother.
We're nothing but a thing. It's practically our job description to keep you posted after all.
Let's not make a habit of saying that. That's how catchphrases get born.
Are you feeling all right, Doctor? I mean, with what happened to Lorenzo and everything.
I suppose. On one level, I'd wanted him to come along with us. He was, all in all, a good person, just a little...
misguided?
Precisely. Well, there's no point dwelling on it, I suppose. Onwards, I say. Onwards.
Oh, Doctor.
I say, you pair, I still owe you a holiday, don't I? How does Recreation Station 4 grab you? Come on, we'll get a pint and watch the Diamond Star on the horizon.
But I don't drink, Doctor.
Then you'll just have to have a Coke, won't you?
They seem to be insistent on sitting inside that box, Miguel. Let's go back inside. There's still some work to be getting on with.
Coming. Señor, look!
What in the... You know, Miguel, maybe they weren't so mad